Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, some stations join us in the second and third hour. Ultra important Ukraine news. Headline out of CNBC, Russia wants to start World War III. I mean, this is getting crazy. So I'm going to break that down, take your calls coming up. But we wouldn't just cover this if it was Glenn Beck just saying this, but he's saying it off White House talking points, Media Matters talking points that he originated. So for anybody that's trained in tracking PSYOPs and stuff, now it all clicked for me. Why he says I want him arrested and put in a camp. He said that a week and a half ago. We played the bizarre clip. Why he says I want violence. Why he says InfoWars wants violence. Is covering up the racism of Clive and Bundy that we were there and knew about this. Within hours of us seeing it, we had him on and covered it and said the way it was spun is terrible. We're all about fighting racism here, real racism, you know, divide and conquer. And to have him do this, David, bottom line, what's your analysis on this? Because this is really dangerous.
Well, the bottom line is the best thing you can say about Glenn Beck is that he just doesn't know what's going on. He's totally uninformed and doesn't care. And he's spinning things. I don't think that's what's happening. Russia's talked about the drive-by media. We saw that happen out there. I would say that Glenn Beck is the comfy couch media. You know, at best case, if you're listening to him, you don't think that he's an FBI shill. The best you can say about him is that he's
an Obama FBI shill.
That's right. The best you can say is he's setting half a continent away. He doesn't have any reporters out there. He's not reading any of the facts. He's totally misconstruing everything. I don't think that's what's happening. The day after this happened, he had seven talking points going in and defending Harry Reid, defending the BLM, ignoring the fact that they were pointing snipers at unarmed people all week.
And tasering and police dogging and saying, we'll shoot you. And Americans finally stood up and peacefully stood against it. But we didn't even have any guns. A few people did, and now we're leading it.
Exactly.
Now, I mean, I was there saying no violence, no violence, you know, over the radio. You were there covering it, and now he's lying about me, so they set me up. People go, well, he got what he deserved.
Yeah, he's used everything he can to assassinate the character of Clive and Bundy and assassinate our character. And as Jesse Ventura said, I don't know if it was his original expression or not, first they assassinate your character, then they assassinate you.
That was Gandhi. It was Gandhi.
Okay, that's what Gandhi said. Okay. But that's the technique that they use. And he wants to compare himself to Gandhi. He's really a Quisling. He is really selling out.
He's not. He's totally handled.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
What he is he's a sociopath.
Yeah.
He thinks, like, doing whatever he wants makes him a winner. Not in God's eyes.
That's right. If he had even read his book on Agenda 21, I'm sure he had somebody ghostwrite it for him, he would have understood what was going on there as part of many different aspects. There's a lot of different aspects. There's crony capitalism, there's corruption, there's Agenda 21, there's an out-of-control police state. He has ignored and talked against all those as if he were the New York Times or as if he were the Southern Poverty
Well, it's in the BLM documents that they wanted Bundy's land for the environmental easement.
Yes. Yes.
Where they say, we can build on this, and we have this as an easement. And they go, oh, we're lying, and we said we lied about the bullets.
Well, he laughed at Bundy on the Monday Night Show and said, oh, you're going back to the 1860s to try to support your argument? When the BLM confiscated land in Texas, confiscated that farmer's land, they went back to the 1803 Louisiana Purchase. What Bundy is doing is he's going back to the Constitution.
The oldest thing in land is the most powerful. Exactly. Look, Rick Perry says he'll go kick the feds off when they're trying to grab land. Well, what, is Rick Perry an extremist now?
Of course, they did the same thing in Nevada to a man who's part of the Shoshone Indian tribe. You know, and as Russell Means pointed out, he said, every treaty we've had with the U.S. government, they've broken. Your treaty with the U.S. government is the Constitution, and they're breaking it now, as his book, Where White Men Fear to Tread. That's exactly what's going on here. What they've done to the Indians and the reservations is what they want to do to everybody.
And that video is called Welcome to the Reservation. If you guys can find that, it's like an hour long. He died last year, an amazing individual. Again, you meet him, he's totally different than what the media said he was. It's incredible how they distort who people are. And that's what I realize. They're distorting who I am.
Yes.
MSNBC says I'm deeply racist. Beck says that now. With no proof.
Yes.
Because they want people that don't know who I am to think, oh, I don't listen to him. He's deeply racist.
They always play the racist and the terrorist card. And the first person to play the terrorist card was Glenn Beck. He played it 3 days before Harry Reid said.
Well, no, that's the thing is that with people like Glenn Beck on the supposed Patriot Movement, who needs the liberals? I mean, he literally is becoming Obama. Glenn Beck becomes Obama.
General, what do you think about the FBI saying that there's a terror alert on Monday about a potential Fort Hood situation?
The police are shoving people, shoving Alex, shoving the crowd.
Here we go, folks. I'm being assaulted.
Whether it's the radio show, the news websites, documentary films, or the nightly news, InfoWars is the tip of the spear.
Is this another false flag stage attack to take our civil liberties and promote homeland security by sticking our hands down on pants on the streets?
It's up to us to set brush fires in the minds of men and women everywhere. And that's what PrisonPlanet.tv is designed to do.
If you watch, the Assad regime is going to be blamed or accused of using chemical weapons against the so-called rebels.
What we see now is a war against reality. It's a war against the truth.
It's more vital than ever that supporters of freedom become members of PrisonPlanet.tv and share their membership with up to 11 friends and family. Visit InfoWarsNews.com today. Become a member, share your membership, and help take the info war to the next level.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
This is Bill Brown, Midas Resources, Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, unfunded entitlements, looming Obamacare, the death of the U.S. dollar as the global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you are concerned about maintaining your purchasing power, consider this. Gold and silver are up 497% in 13 years. Call me, 800-686-2237, extension 332. Together we can discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Analysts agree the dollar's problems are increasing. Call me, Bill Brown, 800-686-2237 at extension 332, and we'll discuss your option of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metals IRA. Don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar collapses. Call me, Bill Brown, at Midas Resources, 1-800-686-2237, extension 332.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. 2 p.m. Central. We're here discussing history, discussing the present, the future, looking at legislation, looking at global trends, giving you the good news, the bad news, and the, quite frankly, over-the-top, insane, sensational news that only reality can bring you. I have been radicalized by reality. I have been radicalized by first being on the air in 1995 when almost no one was really using the Internet, and covering government documents dealing with Pentagon bases in upstate New York where they were producing goats that were part spider to create Spider-Man-like body armor out of their milk. And I would cover it off of scientific journals, and I would get at the library, and people would say I was a liar. And then suddenly scientists and journalists and engineers would hear my show and send me trade journals and things of even more insane things. Now, by 96, 97, the Internet got bigger. More stuff was on it. But I got frustrated by the fact that things like that and hundreds of other things were real, but people thought I was a crazy conspiracy theorist for talking about it. Now everyone knows about goats that are part spider. There's been thousands of news articles about it. I mean, I've been at dinner parties and told people that 15, 20 years ago you could buy in Hong Kong glowing rhesus monkeys that glow in the dark. Because I was sent trade publications on that. Back then they cost $500,000. Now they cost $5,000 last time I saw. I'm tempted to buy one, but that gives money to the abusive practice of cross-species engineering. Do you know what the genetic engineers have said on my broadcast about this? There's, at any time, this is going to give rise to superbugs. It may have already done it. And cause zoological diseases to jump into humans. And is so deadly dangerous, it'll make your head spin. And I'm only telling you about one, let's be conservative, 100,000th of what's going on. The pharmacological crops. I remember reading an AP article back in 2002 about Protegen in Texas with open-air crops in Kansas and other areas that had live HIV growing in the corn. And I read it and said, isn't that frightening? It could jump into humans. It could become airborne. And they had people in spacesuits out after I reported off the AP, because I said this could be dangerous, out burning it all over Kansas and Texas and one other state. And it was in the news, local news, that guys in spacesuits were out burning it from the federal government. Actual government helicopters landed and burned it. So I got to say, the government actually does good sometimes. I pointed out that Dr. Pianca was at a presentation, one of the heads of the biology department at UT, and said he wants airborne Ebola to be released to kill 90% of us, and that he and his family are ready to die. And I pointed out that he and his undergraduates were working on stuff like that. And I quoted some of his undergraduates and that had become PhDs, doctors, and them saying we need to get rid of all humans. The FBI visited him. That was in the Austin American Statesman. So I don't think the government's our enemy. It's just a complex system that has corporate and other interests controlling it. We need to get control of it. Now, there it is. Dr. Doom, Eric Pianca, receives standing ovation from Texas Academy of Science and then gets a visit from the FBI. And I said the FBI should visit him. The FBI did. The FBI is a diverse organization run by Eric Holder right now, so that's why you see them demonizing gun owners and shipping guns into Mexico with the ATF to blame the Second Amendment. But I'm going to get into the Ukraine situation. It's just that I don't make stuff up, is my point. Every once in a while, I get things wrong, and I admit when I get things wrong. I wish I was wrong about all this. It's not fun to have White House-run CNN, MSNBC, Media Matters, saying I'm deeply racist with no proof, and that I'm violent, and I want to kill cops, and I want a war. They're saying that so cops start thinking I'm a bad guy, so when they set me up, nobody comes to my aid. I'm being set up. But that's part of the mission. I mean, look. I'll say it again. One of my grandfathers was a fighter pilot, crash-landed, almost died in World War II. My other grandfather flew B-17s. Before that, he flew Liberator flying coffins out of North Africa. Once they got him into Italy, he was in B-17s. He got a sunstroke in a mission, and the next mission, or two missions later, his whole crew got blown up and died. To give you an example of how I barely survived. And my point of using that analogy is, they knew when they were flying into flat clouds, that was the factories they had to bomb. I know when I get enemy attacks that I'm over the target. So if I get killed or set up, let's just get one thing straight. You didn't have a victory over me, New World Order. I knew what I was climbing into. I knew the cockpit I was getting into. I am steering into the flak. The more I get, the more I know I'm on target. So I just want everybody to understand that I'm in this to win it. I'm not in this because I'm a narcissist. I'm not in this because I want a big name for myself. I am in an absolute war that I know is real. I've committed my full life to it. And I feel like I'm not doing a good enough job to fight these tyrants. I believe in humanity and I'm committed. And I want to believe in other libertarian talk show hosts. I want to believe in you. I want to beat these people. I want a better world. I want to uphold my family name. I want to be honorable. I want to look at the facts and try to give you the most reasoned, historical, morally based analysis I can. And I'm impure myself. I'm worldly myself. I'm not perfect, folks. I'm not on some high horse. I'm not here lecturing you. I know we're on the edge of World War III. I know the globalists are doing reckless things on every front. And I think the hand of God, in fact, I know, is the only reason we haven't already had a nuclear war or a huge bioweapons release. And I pray every day that we not totally collapse. Because history shows elites become arrogant. They become megalomaniacal, and they destroy civilizations. Before, they didn't have thermal nuclear weapons and bioweapons. I mean, the Huns, thousands of years ago, were catapulting plague-ridden black plague bodies over Chinese fortress walls. So I guess bioweapons are ancient and aren't new, but I mean more sophisticated ones. I just want everybody out there to have a good life and to have a chance to be empowered. I'm not anybody's enemy. I don't want a war with the occupied federal government, because I know that's part of the plan. I don't want any cops to be killed. And everybody knows I say that every day. I'm trying to stop a staged civil war. And so the response is by the Southern Poverty Law Center, ADL, Media Matters, CNN, MSNBC, and Glenn Beck, is that I want a bloody civil war and I'm a racist. And that's because, ladies and gentlemen, they don't like the fact that I know who they are. They don't like the fact that I see right through their baloney. Now, do you agree with me that we're on the edge on so many fronts, economic, spiritual, cultural, biological, that we're not on the edge of a crisis? We're already going down into the valley. We're going into the valley of crises, into the pit. We're marching into hell. And I just want to turn this around. You know, these government-run churches tell you it's foregone conclusion that everything has been predestined. Well, then why is so many times in the Bible do the prophets go and tell the people repent and turn back, and they do, and they get a 100-year reprieve like Nineveh? Or God sent Moses to free the Israelites. I mean, or 1776. I mean, do we just have to give in to evil and say the world's over and this is the way it is? I mean, maybe it is. But I don't like people saying we can't do anything. Or every time someone stands up and says, let's try to be good, everyone says, oh, you can't do that. There's no such thing. I'm just one little guy who had dyslexia and a learning disability. He could hardly spell. Who pretty much by myself built a giant independent media operation that reaches conservatively 15 million people, probably 20 million a week. I know the power of taking action. I know the power of good people. I know the power of free association and what you've done helping us to spread the word and what we've done for you together. As brothers and sisters in liberty, I don't care what color you are. Or where you come from, or what religion. I want you to have a future. I want justice. Clive and Bundy spoke out against blacks killing most of their babies. In his speech, the full unedited speech is on InfoWars. Is he racist for using the term Negro, United Negro College Fund, the Negro League? I mean, for old-timers, folks, that's the term blacks wanted to be known as. Is he insensitive? No, he's a fossil. Pointing out the new slavery of the old, but MSNBC knows for modern yuppies, ignorant, they don't know that. They play on your ignorance. Unedited video shows Bundy making pro-black, pro-Mexican comments. Go read it for yourself. It actually sounds like Jeb Bush talking about Mexicans. But it doesn't matter. By the end of the day, they'll say he hates Mexicans because they are the real race pimps creating divide and conquer. Is Clive and Bundy an FBI asset? No. No. Al Sharpton is. Does Clive and Bundy have a bunch of FBI on his staff? No. Glenn Beck does. And I just got done telling you the FBI, when I said on air, this guy needs to be questioned, they went and questioned the guy that wants the Ebola to be released. I'm not saying the whole FBI is bad. In fact, I've known FBI agents growing up. They've been really Boy Scout, really good people. The issue is they are compartmentalized. I've had family in the CIA, Boy Scouts. You know, Track Stars, the quarterback.
Attention all radio listeners. Survival Life is giving away free credit card knives exclusively to our radio listeners here today. Visit mycreditcardknife.com to see this covert knife in action and claim yours for free. It's the same knife you've seen in the airline magazines for $29.95, but today it's yours free. Just pay shipping and handling. mycreditcardknife.com, mycreditcardknife.com. Go now.
Attention gun owners, it's reasonable to assume that at some point you may need to defend your family from an armed attack. But is it reasonable to mount a defense without a strong offense? Infidel Body Armor goes on in seconds, is civilian legal in all 50 states, is 100% made in the USA, is veteran owned, and ships next business day for free. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
A chemical spill contaminating the water supply in 9 West Virginia counties.
This year alone, over 300,000 people in West Virginia had their drinking water contaminated.
What are the health effects of having these drugs in our drinking water?
It's forced medical treatment without the consent of residents.
My friends, water filtration is one of the most basic actions you can take to protect you and your family from the harmful toxins and heavy metals in your tap water.
On average, the county says it sprays with the glyphosate at least once a week.
Few filters cut out the glyphosate that is found in water supplies worldwide. Remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, hydrofluorosilicic acid, sodium hexafluorosilicate.
Fluoride, it is in tea, it's in coffee, it's in water, it's in bread, it's in toothpaste.
It is our responsibility to protect our families. The establishment's not going to do it. It's time to take action. It's time to filter our water. For a limited time, use the promo code WATER15 and get 15% off on all ProPure systems at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
Listeners of GCN know governments and identity thieves around the world are illegally spying on our digital data. This puts you at risk of financial loss or potential targeting because of your political affiliation or spiritual beliefs. But now there's a new, free, and easy way to protect yourself. Regain your privacy and security now with Unseen. Unseen is a free digital communication service that offers email, chat, audio, and video calling, plus cloud storage. All secured with unparalleled encryption and is hosted in Iceland, where your data is protected by some of the strongest privacy laws in the world. For a limited time, GCN listeners get a 20% discount when upgrading to Unseen's premium service, which offers more storage and even greater security. Plus, get huge discounts when you buy multiple premium accounts. Perfect for your family, Bible study, political action group, or business. This isn't just your average radio ad. This is a call to action. You now have the power at your fingertips to stop Big Brother in his tracks. So why wait? Go to UnseenNow.com and take action today. That's UnseenNow.com.
Marching, my friends,
the rusty chains of prison moon
towards what all analysts openly say, all analysts I've seen on television or read across the political spectrum say could easily lead to thermal nuclear war. Russian submarines carrying supersonic hydrogen bomb-tipped cruise missiles are now popping up off the coast of the United States, clearly to launch attacks, if given the go-ahead codes, against U.S. East Coast sub-bases and aircraft carrier bases. Russia is openly saying that they are prepared for nuclear war if any of the globalist forces in Ukraine launch attacks on Russian interest. This is being done, my friends, so that they can bring Europe into a greater crisis and keep the EU from collapsing and suck tens of trillions more out of taxpayers to inject it into the globalist derivatives crime syndicate. And Soros has openly said that they need this crisis to bring in a new Marshall Plan. This is epic. And I want to now go to the current things that are happening, then to the past, and then to the future of the different scenarios that we face, ladies and gentlemen. This is out of CNBC. Russia wants to start World War III. Ukrainian prime minister, whose deputy prime minister openly does Hitler salutes and wears swastikas. Again, this is all over the top. That's mainstream news. This is who Obama and the globalists put in power when Ukraine wouldn't vote 3.5 months ago to join the EU. I almost wish they would have, so this wasn't happening. Ukraine's always been part of Russia in the East. Russia's grabbing its gas lines. The NATO general said yesterday, we are there to cut off their gas to Europe to teach Russia a lesson. Well, that's all Russia's got is its gas money. It's oil money. They're trying to collapse Russia. They've got all these different groups like Pussy Riot and the rest of them in there trying to foment the overthrow of that government, really trying to push the Russians into confrontation. And again, I'm not a fan of the Russian leadership, but they're not starting it. They're not expanding. They're hanging on by their toenails. Russia wants to start World War III. These are the headlines. CNBC, AP. Ukraine foreign minister, ready to fight Russia, calls on the West for more troops that are landing in Ukraine and Poland with special forces and CIA, Hind helicopters that the Russians gave the Ukrainians, now under Western control, and tanks and armor, burning buildings, smoke, cities being invaded that are Russian enclaves, ethnic enclaves. And Lavrov said 3 days ago, on Monday, or on Wednesday, I guess, was it Tuesday, 3 days ago, it's Friday now, time just flies, that if you keep attacking Russian interests, we'll attack you. And what did Putin come out and say? He said, Bloomberg, last night, warns of consequences as Ukraine steps up offensive. Bloomberg, Ukraine steps up offensive. We told you dozens and dozens of times when this all started in the last few months that they'll go in, they'll take over, then they'll start persecuting the Russian-held areas. The Russian areas will declare independence. Then the West will call them terrorists, not freedom fighters. When they just called the Western groups freedom fighters, they will go in with military and attack them, and the Russians will come into the Russian ethnic areas to give them aid, as they pledged to do, and then if NATO keeps pushing, it'll become a theater war. And the Russians have said, if you start using high-tech missiles and weapons against our helicopters and against our armor, we will target NATO bases with mobile missile launchers with ICBMs. I said, Russia will act the same as Georgia. Said that a month ago. Now Lavrov said 3 days ago. He said, we will act just as we did in Georgia. I've watched their press conferences. And here's the deal about the Russians. They actually don't lie that much. They just send the tax police to your house to break your nose if you don't pay. They don't make stuff up. You understand that? They didn't make it up with Napoleon or Hitler. They're not going to make it up now. You come up against their borders, they'll attack you.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, HBExtract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at HBExtract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or HBExtract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Zach, this is Crystal Palace. Inc. NORAD has declared DEFCON 3 scramble all alert aircraft.
I repeat, scramble all alert aircraft.
The Whopper spends all its time thinking about World War III.
Target selection complete. Time on target sequence complete.
22 Typhoon-class submarines departing Petropavlovsk, turning southbound at NORDCAP, bearing 095 degrees.
Radar reports 2 unknown tracks are penetrating the Alaskan Air Defense Zone.
From the front lines of the information war.
Flush the bombers, get the subs in launch mode. We are at DEFCON 1.
Are you prepared to destroy the enemy?
You bet.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic.
We'll keep control, but we'll keep it here at the top where it belongs.
3, 2, 1. Impact.
Shall we play a game?
Calm down.
Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All units confirm weapons targeted and ready, awaiting launch codes.
We are in a launch mode.
Do you really believe that the enemy would attack without provocation?
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
We're in.
Russians are still denying everything, sir.
We have a Soviet submarine launch detection.
I wish I didn't know about any of this. I wish I was like everybody else.
Stand then. The only winning move is not to die.
Folks, we are back. Thank you so much for joining us. Continuing with the Russia situation, it's very simple. They're openly bringing in U.S. special forces NATO special forces into the area. They are moving into Russian ethnic areas that are clearly going to become autonomous and want to join Russia. That's the natural course. Russia will then be drawn into this, and if the West decides to asymmetrically attack the Russians, they will asymmetrically attack it first to test. Then if major armor or aircraft are brought in against Russian forces or against Russian populations in eastern Ukraine, Russia will probably attack those forces with nuclear weapons. That's what Russia says they'll do. There you are. Now, I don't know if that's going to happen. I'd give it a 10% chance. Maybe 15. But that's a real possibility right now. And that's not just me saying it. Here are the headlines. Russia wants to start World War III. Ukrainian Prime Minister, as they started. Ukraine Foreign Minister, ready to fight Russia. They've been calling for attacks the entire time. So that's what's going on here. Here's another one. Ukraine helicopter hit by grenade taking off. A Ukrainian helicopter is crippled by a grenade attack as Kiev warns Moscow is engineering a third world war. You hear that? Putin warns of consequences as Ukraine steps up offensive. Will you guys cue up Lavrov again, please? Kerry warns Russia of new sanctions. AP. And then they hit him with new sanctions via S&P, downgrading Russia today. Russia proposes scorched earth retaliation economically. Pentagon, Russian spy ship tug operating near U.S., ships near nuclear submarine base at Kings Bay, Georgia. Those submarines and those and Russian intelligence ships guaranteed carry cruise missiles. That's what they're going to use. How traders can prepare for worsening Ukraine crisis. CNBC, yeah, how to make money off World War III. Okay. The image of MiG-8 Russian attack helicopters that the Ukrainians have flying around burning buildings. I mean, this is out of control, and now you're going to have Russian sheep-dipped Ukrainian military are going to be attacking those. And if it doesn't stay a proxy war, all hell is going to break loose. So that's the bottom line. And it's important to realize, folks, America isn't America anymore. America is seized by the military-industrial complex, itself run by predominantly foreign offshore banks, the same ones that got Obamacare passed bipartisanly. You've got a minority of Republican libertarians who are growing, who are sane, who want to fix things. So they're being attacked by the Republican leadership, the Democratic leadership. You've now got Glenn Beck, if you just joined us. And it's not about him attacking me. It's about a sea change. He had the Southern Poverty Law Center, White House, Media Matters, talking points for anyone else almost 2 weeks ago. Saying sovereign citizen, it's going to get violent. Alex Jones wants violence. Now I'm racist. We played the clip last hour. I want violence. You don't want to be with me. None of that's true. Our affiliates are calling us multiple. It's freaking out saying, we hear your show. We can't believe you're saying this. We carry him too. But it doesn't matter. They're not worried about the general audience. They want it on record when all hell breaks loose that I'm the reason the Civil War started. Not Obama, not Glenn Beck, not the globalist. And they're going to go after all liberty-based groups. He wants to be left standing as the new vestigial leader of what's left of libertarians. And, you know, I just said here in the office earlier on air, I said, you know, he brags he's got all these FBI agents that work for him, former FBI, that, you know, he's got all these people. I've talked to people that worked there years ago about how they watch everything we do, and they're supposed to be us, but then demonize us. And I was told that by high-level people. I mean, repeatedly, it's not even that big of a deal. I'd be going into Fox Studios to do another show. They'd say, Glenn Beck is freaking out, climbing the walls. You can't come on now. And I'd be, that's fine. I'm going over to The View and going over to do, CNN. I mean, it's not that big of a deal, but, you know, Glenn Beck and his, quote, people don't want you in here. They're throwing fits. And, you know, they've got pull in the government. And I'm like, what do you mean? And he goes, man, the guy's the government. Glenn Beck is the government. And, you know, I could name names, but I'm not going to name names, folks, okay? And then I was told by someone else, high level, and these are people's names you'd know, okay, about Glenn Beck, and that the FBI is there, a section of it from the Justice Department. I go, but wait, he's going after Van Jones. He's going after Obama. They're like, that's all fake. And the guys are like, Alex, is that really true? And I said, of course it's true. Look into him and the FBI. So they started search engineing. And guess what they found from the blaze? Hiding this in plain view. And again, how do I go from Ukraine to this? Because it's the whole government is just a bunch of special interests, CIA, NSA, FBI, corporate groups, building their own private kingdoms. Basically, Glenn Beck is like a private CIA takeover of Clear Channel, is basically what's happening. And then no one else can make money at Clear Channel but Glenn Beck and at Premier, and no one else gets paid money because all the former executives went over there, and it's all FBI and CIA run, and here they are openly hiding in plain view. This is from allaccess.com. 10 questions for Buck Sexton. I never even knew who this guy was when I saw him, but I said, that guy is a government agent. The secure look, the satisfied look, these are kind of coward-like guys that think because they're part of the system in information warfare, they're above the law. And I mean, just look at that guy. I mean, that I've seen that look so many times growing up, going to family reunions with people that were CIA and stuff. I mean, Dallas is a CIA command base. That's the reason Big Glenn Beck moved to Dallas. How do I know all these people? Because I've grown up around this, folks. Now, let's continue. It says, brief career synopsis, CIA, Council on Foreign Relations, TheBlaze.com, radio network. This is Buck Sexton, host, national security editor. This is from The Blaze bragging about who they're... This is from their bio. This is them telling you this. CIA, Council on Foreign Relations, he heads up the radio network. How did you get into radio, TV, and commentary from the CIA? How did you make that transition? See, I was just saying all this. The crew, I don't think, believe me. They went and looked it up. 6 years as an intelligence analyst. I was weeks away from starting my full MBA, probably headed to Wall Street. They go on, who else helps you run The Blaze? Betsy Morgan, President Chief Strategy Officer of The Blaze, formerly CEO of the Huffington Post. They are the Justice Department. They are Obama. And I'll just go ahead and we're going to put reports together. Glenn Beck, you want it, buddy? Maybe I'll name names, son. You want it? You're going to get it. You want it? You're going to get it. As I gave you the benefit of the doubt, and I knew you were after me, and I said, leave me alone. What, you think the fact that you're Benedict Arnold going to come out? You were spouting White House talking points 3 days before word for word it came out of Media Matters. You got the memo before they did, bud. We got your ass. You want more? We're going to compile a dossier on all your people now, and we're going to put it out for folks. We're going to realize your little base over there is a CIA FBI substation. You understand? This is what we're talking about. You want to say, I want violent revolution? You want to say, I want to lock you up in jail, and that's what you want? Without a trial? You want to say, I'm a racist? We're going to show this is directly out of the Justice Department what's happening. Right here. Your people hide this stuff in plain, stinking view. I wonder what Anonymous is going to do about this. Anonymous, are you going to let them bring me down? I'm for real. I need the grassroots to come to my aid right now. I can tell the enemy is rolling the Death Star around, is going to be clear to fire in 5 minutes. What are you going to do? I need you to help me. I'm for real. These people want to bring me down. And they can bring me down, they can bring you down, they can bring Drudge down, they can bring WorldNet Daily down, they can bring the real liberal media down, the libertarian Thomas Jefferson media down. You're gonna as if he's not going to get hung out to dry later when they fully take over. If he wasn't always a spook, he was brought in by him in the last 4 years. Roger Ailes was in intelligence to set up Fox News. That's on record. And they broke away from him to start their own operation. And the word is because Roger Ailes is too patriotic and wouldn't work with Obama. Oh, you want all of it? I think I'm going to go ahead and load torpedoes. You know, I am so focused on the New World Order and everything else, but I've got to deal with their attack vessel they got right in front of me. I got so much to do around here, but I can go get all the stuff I've already researched, load it up, and I'm going to. I think I'm going to do it. In fact, now that I've announced it, I have to. I think I'm going to drop everything on your ass. And excuse my French, ladies and gentlemen. You want it, little boy, who thinks she's so tough and sends threatening letters to everybody? Prepare. You think a bunch of spooks at your operation scare me? You think as you surround yourself with a bunch of government people, you're safe from the truth? I don't work for the CIA or the FBI. I work for my conscience. Now, that's the problem with our country, is you've got all these people working in government who want to go take over divisions of the economy and run their own operations, and they don't like the fact that everybody knows I'm for real, who's got a gut, and who's got instincts and common sense and a track record, and they want to destroy me. With the false flag that's coming very soon, that's going to be blaming the Liberty Movement to kill the Tea Party. Well, I'm not going to sell out and mediate what I'm saying. I'm not going to back off. I want to end abortion. I want to end open borders. I want to end the attack on the Second Amendment. I want liberty. That's what I want. Not helicopters, not jets, not lounging around in couches with FBI agents all day. I'm done. But here they are, folks, all of them in your face, a nest of globalists spouting Obama lines. So there you go. A bunch of guys that think they can play you and your family. A bunch of guys that think they can create some cult leader that you're going to follow so they can control and lead the Liberty Movement right into the Judas Goat shoots. You know what Judas Goat is? It's a goat train that doesn't get slaughtered every year, that is the leader of the goats, the leader of the sheep, that leads them into the slaughter. I am not a Judas Goat. So there you go. I mean, the Huffington Post runs... I mean, and you look into this woman. I mean, my God, does he have to have Obama as his co-host or something for you to figure this out? And again, if you're an affiliate or a new listener, I don't infight. I don't talk about anybody in the so-called libertarian or conservative media. But when they're lying about me, doing things like this, trying to destroy me, the meme needs to go out with people like Glenn Beck, who needs Obama. And why does he have so many Obama people working for him and so many Justice Department people working for him? And why is he spouting Justice Department lines and propaganda? Now, Hal Turner was an FBI asset, and I told you he was, and Anonymous got into his email, and you know what happened to him. I'm going to say a prayer. God, I recognize that this is a key juncture point that the enemy realizes that we're growing exponentially as they come after us with their operatives. Please, I've been a humble servant and tried to be the best I can. And please, please protect us and please help us expose the enemies within, foreign and domestic. And please allow me to continue on in my work so that I can do a better job and continue to wake others up. Or if it is your will that they destroy me, please let it be an edifying message to all so that we can learn from it and in the end defeat these enemies within, these Benedict Arnolds. In the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, amen. And I just ask you all to pray for this broadcast and to pray that all be revealed and that all the veils be torn back from the would-be religious cult leader that is the CIA frontman, the FBI frontman, the Justice Department Obama frontman that is Glenn Beck. And I just pray that that happen, and if it's God's will, it will. He likes to invoke God all day. When I invoke God, I do it very humbly in God's presence. And I pray that all of you will pray with me that justice be brought against MSNBC, Obama, Eric Holder, Glenn Beck, and the rest of these people. He's now using the race card. Edits, Bundy praised black folks and Hispanics and said they're good, hardworking people that pay their taxes and that it's a new form of slavery. You have the full video on InfoWars, and they knew this was all coming out, and they put this out. Now they claim that we were involved, that we're racist, and that we want violent overthrow of America so that when the staged attack comes, we'll be blamed. I am not going to be part of this, and Joseph Farah is going to be joining us to talk about the real attacks on the media and the government documents that have come out, and I'm going to cover that in the next segment. Very briefly, I've done almost 2 hours here and have not plugged any sponsors or anything. Like other talk show hosts do every segment. We're funded by you. I need you to buy the books, the videos, the T-shirts, the high-quality supplements at InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com. That's how we fund our operation so we can continue on and expand in the face of the globalists. The best water filters at the best price. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, and basically see it as a donation and you just get a high-quality product at great prices. Or 888-253-3139. But most importantly, pray for us. Because I don't get scared seeing all this, but I get scared that I haven't done enough, I haven't been pure enough, I haven't worked hard enough while the sun still shined, and I think the sun's starting to set on everything, and I just am really upset about what's coming. But in the end, the wicked will be punished, and will be judged, and my conscience is clean. I know my heart's right with God. So I'm ready to take my licks. This is bigger than Glenn Beck. The fact that they're doing this shows they're getting ready to move against us. So pray for us. We'll be right back.
Know about Emergency Essentials' lowest price promise, but have you heard about the one-day deals? You can save up to 70%. One-day deal emails go out every Thursday, so sign up at BePrepared.com or all month long. Save 47% on ASAP Silver Solution, 36% on the Mountain House Gourmet Entrees Combo, or 57% on freeze-dried shrimp. Call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 or visit BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Tired of taking handfuls of vitamin pills? Look and feel super with a great-tasting liquid vitamin and mineral supplement called Passion for Life. This incredible one-ounce daily drink can lead to better stamina and energy due to faster, more complete absorption. Passion for Life contains 135 all-natural whole food ingredients. It's the best-tasting, most powerful product of its kind on the market. Order now by calling 844-TRY-LIFE or find out much more about Passion for Life by visiting 844-TRY-LIFE.com. 844-TRY-LIFE.com.
Hi, folks. Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hard-working American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Before you slip into unconsciousness, I'd like to have another kiss.
I've always told you when the globalists get ready to drop the hammer here domestically, their operatives in the liberty movement are going to activate and show who they are and say, do what the government says, go along with the takeover. This will be extremely destructive. All the things Beck's been doing, if you look at the comments on his websites, they're like 90%+ negative. People are deserting him in droves. But it's just like MSNBC. They don't care if it kills their ratings. It's a mission. They've been ordered to do it. show, he's, you know, Bundy's a racist, a horrible person, out of context. Alex Jones is a racist. Alex Jones wants violence. It doesn't matter if it's not true. They have to do it. And the fact that he would do it at this point means that they intend to drop the hammer on the Liberty Movement very, very soon. And if we go along with this and are cowards and change what we're saying so they'll be nice to us, they win. They know we've got the power. They want to intimidate us. Just because they've got FBI or CIA in front of their name, I happen to know a lot of people in the government that are liberty lovers and don't like what's happening. And so it doesn't matter, but you're not magic and have magic powers. It's like at Bilderberg covering Hillary and Obama there in 2008 in my film, The Obama Deception. The prostitute media wouldn't cover it. The drive-by media wouldn't cover it. The lapdog media wouldn't cover it. We were calling them saying they're here, they're here. Secret Service would, like, take MP5s out and aim them at us. They'd have State Department security, Marines flipping us off and threatening us. And they were doing it under orders. Later, I had some of them apologize to me. But it was just like little kids talking in their sleeve. And, you know, I can wear a black suit and a black tie if I want to. I mean, just because you've got some alphabet agency in front of your name, it's like saying you work for Coca-Cola. I mean, there are so many CIA people and defense intelligence people in Dallas, it'll make your head spin. I grew up there. And it's just so disgusting to know every move these people are going to make and then to see them make the move. But the reason they make moves that look stupid if you're awake is they're targeting a dumbed-down public. They're counting on you not being informed. Why would they say there's no bullets being bought or armored vehicles? Why would they say there's not a police state being set up when it is? Why would they say there's no drones? Why would they say there's no $5,000 fee on small businesses on each employee if you don't get Obamacare or cut them down to 30 hours or less? And that's in the law. It's happening. Why do they say it's not true? Because they think you're that dumb. So they tell you, I want to kill cops. They'll probably take that out and play that clip. They tell you Alex Jones wants war. Alex Jones wants civil war. When I say every day, I don't want civil war, it turns into he wants civil war. We'll play the clip then where I want civil war. I'm so tired of the betrayal and the treason. I'm so tired of the dishonor. I want to think more of people. I want to believe that everything I was told about people wasn't true, even though it's been proven to be right. There's no FEMA camps. Ron Paul has a thing called a money bomb to blow up the government. He said that when the first... It's just like, money bomb's been going on for 6 months back when he said that 6-7 years ago. The army needs to be used against these people. That was the Southern Poverty Law Center. Media Matters line then. And I kept saying, these are government lines. These are hardcore inside lines first, not later. He doesn't repeat the lines later. He progenerates. He gives birth. He coins them. He gets the memo first, folks. And I say he works for Obama. It's above that. And then I think about, how did I get into such a hardcore game? How am I some guy from Dallas, Texas, in the middle of this, ladies and gentlemen? There's no secret room telling me what to do. I don't have any advisors. I'm just here, real, going up against these people. That's why I need your prayers. Because these are wicked, wicked people, folks. And I can tell you, they're moving against America, not just me, right now.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
A chemical spill contaminating the water supply in 9 West Virginia counties.
This year alone, over 300,000 people in West Virginia had their drinking water contaminated.
What are the health effects of having these drugs in our drinking water?
It's forced medical treatment without the consent of residents.
My friends, water filtration is one of the most basic actions you can take to protect you and your family from the harmful toxins and heavy metals in your tap water.
On average, the county says it sprays with the glyphosate at least once a week.
Few filters cut out the glyphosate that is found in water supplies worldwide. Remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, hydrofluorosilicic acid, sodium hexafluorosilicate.
Fluoride, it is in tea, it's in coffee, it's in water, it's in breads, and toothpaste.
It is our responsibility to protect our families. The establishment's not going to do it. It's time to take action. It's time to filter our water. For a limited time, use the promo code WATER15 and get 15% off on all ProPure systems at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
Waging war on corruption.